Hey, this is Mariela from the Functional Company. All right, so today I have my computer here and I want to share some information with you about electroshock therapy, all right? ECT. So this is a very important subject because this is still something that is being done today. A lot of people don't even know this. I think that people think that this was done back in the 50s or something like that. And we've gone past that. But actually, Kids from ages 0 to 5 are being electroshocked here in the United States, okay? And not just kids, adults as well. So I want to give you some information because I absolutely think that this treatment, quote unquote, right, is outrageous. It's absolutely ludicrous, and I can't even believe that we are being sold that this is some kind of a therapy that would help us in any way, shape, or form. And I just want to give you some statistics and then a resource, okay? Because I do, if this ever comes into your lines, into your universe, you know, this is something you should question. If somebody suggests this for your family member, for yourself, etc., something you should heavily question, and you should know the facts so that you can make an informed decision for yourself, okay? So one of the things here is that in the United States, over 100,000 people were electroshocked just last year. Over 100,000 people. That's wild, okay? And some of the side effects of this include amnesia, confusion, disorientation, apathy, disinterest, headaches, nausea, slowed reaction time, lower intellectual function, and death. Okay, speaking about death, this is the wildest thing. The ECT death rate is 50 times higher than the US murder rate. 50 times higher than the US murder rate. That's absolutely ludicrous. Okay, so now you can go to a website that's called banect.org and you can get more information. There's actually a documentary that's coming out with a lot more information, statistics, and showing exactly how this is absolutely destroying people. So one of the things here is that we have ECT basically gives a volt of or a shock to the brain that's 460 volts. Okay, just to put this into perspective, your brain, the human brain operates on 0.2 volts, okay? So that's nearly 80 times less than the power of a watch battery, which is 1.5 volts, okay? Compared to the 460 volts of electroshock. So that's 2,300 times the electricity that's used in shock as compared to normal brain function. I mean, even in an outlet, like if you're in the United States and you went somewhere else and you can't put the same plug into a different outlet because of the voltage different, it will just short circuit and it'll damage your apparatus, right? Your hair dryer or whatever. Well, in this case, what we're doing is we're shocking the brain at 2,300 times more voltage than the brain usually operates at. What are we expecting to happen here? This is completely frying the brain. This is putting people into a catatonic state, into oftentimes death and apathy, memory loss, so many bad results from this that, you know, I don't know how this can even be presented as something that's going to further anybody's well-being. So I have to share this with you because, you know, it becomes something that's just normal. It's just what's suggested, I guess so, because the doctor said so, and so maybe I should just do it. But remember, you are the authority for your own body. You get to say what goes. And the best way for you to get to say what goes is to be well informed about the information, know the side effects, know what it does, know exactly how things work, so you make the proper decision for yourself and you don't get pushed into doing something that doesn't make sense to you. It's very, very important for us to be well educated, not only for ourselves, but to protect our friends and our family from getting this kind of quote unquote treatment presented to us as something to do. And the reason I also want to share this with you is because, look, my grandfather was electroshocked. It hits close to home, but I know there are lots of people that have been electroshocked, and this did not prove as a positive result for him or for anybody that I've met. This is not something that we say, oh, this is something to do to make somebody better. This makes somebody more solid, less thinking, and this is not what we want for humanity. We want people to be happier, more extroverted, just, you know, very responsible, very fluid, contributing members of society. And electroshock is not moving in that direction, and that's why I want to share this information with you. There's lots more to talk about, but I just wanted to share those little stats. And also I will put a link in the description where you can find out more information about this, and where you can actually, the documentary will be released very soon, so you can just keep checking there and either purchase the documentary or see if you could just find it through the website. Okay, all right, so thanks so much for tuning in, and I will see you on the flip side. Hey, if you're liking the information on this channel, don't forget to subscribe, click the button, and share this with your friends and family. We've got lots more information coming. Thanks so much for being here.